Welcome back to Pristine Interiors, a deep dive. We're going to be tackling a big question in interior design today.
Woo! Sounds exciting.
Yeah. Accent walls. Are they in or out? You know, everyone's seen them.
Yeah, you see them everywhere.
Yeah, they can be bold, but are they stylish?
Yeah.
Are they dated? You guys have sent in some really interesting articles and notes on this topic.
Yeah, there are some really strong opinions out there.
So we're going to dive deep and figure it all out.
Absolutely. Let's get into it.
Okay. So, first things first, are accent walls in or out?
Well, that's the million-dollar question, isn't it? Some experts are saying they're totally outdated.
Really?
Yeah, they think they just scream early 2000s.
Oh, wow.
But others are saying that they're timeless and they can really elevate a space.
I can kind of see both sides.
Yeah, I mean, I think it really depends on how it's done.
Right. A good accent wall could be awesome, but a bad one.
Yeah, a bad one can be a disaster.
Yeah, exactly. Huh. So it's not like a black and white yes or no answer.
Not at all.
More like, it depends.
It depends.
Right. Okay. So what makes an accent wall work?
Well, one thing that all the experts seem to agree on is that it's all about the execution.
Makes sense.
You can't just like pick a random color and slap it on a wall and expect it to look amazing.
It's got to be well thought out.
Exactly. You need to consider the whole space. The furniture, the other colors, the overall style.
So it's kind of like putting together an outfit.
Yeah.
You don't just throw on any old thing.
Yeah. That's a great analogy.
You want everything to work together, right?
Exactly.
Okay. So let's get into the nitty-gritty. What are the pros and cons of accent walls?
Sure.
Like, what are the advantages? What are the things to watch out for?
Okay. Well, let's start with the pros. What are some of the things that stand out to you?
One of the biggest advantages I see is that an accent wall can really add some visual interest, especially to a room that's kind of plain.
Oh, absolutely.
Like if you have a room that's all white or beige, an accent wall can really make it pop.
Yeah, it can totally transform the space,
right.
Give some personality.
And it can also help to define different areas,
mm-hmm.
especially in an open plan space.
Oh, that's a great point.
Like I was reading about this one designer who used a white wood accent wall to separate the entryway from the living room.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, and it created this really nice visual separation without having to actually build a wall.
I love that idea. It's like you're defining the space without closing it off.
Yeah, exactly.
It's subtle but effective.
Yeah. I also saw some cool examples of using accent walls to highlight architectural features.
Oh, yeah. Like what?
Like one article mentioned using an accent wall to draw attention to a fireplace.
Oh, that makes sense.
So it creates this focal point in the room.
Cozy little nook.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So many cool ways to use them, you know.
Yeah, for sure.
Accent walls can be a great way to add some personality too, right?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Like you can really express your style through color and pattern.
Totally. And they can be a lot easier and cheaper than like redoing the whole room.
Right. It's like a mini makeover.
Yeah, exactly.
And don't forget about the power of distraction.
Ooh, what do you mean?
Well, a well-placed accent wall can really draw the eye away from areas that you might not want to emphasize.
Oh, like if you have a weird corner or something?
Yeah, exactly. Or like a wall with a lot of doors and windows that just doesn't look quite right.
That's so clever.
Like a magic trick.
So many good things about accent walls.
Yeah, lots of potential. But like with anything, there's some downsides too, right?
But for sure. What are some of the things that come to mind?
Well, like we were saying before, a poorly executed accent wall can really backfire.
Oh, absolutely.
Instead of adding visual interest, it just becomes like a jarring distraction.
Yeah, like a big eyesore.
Yeah. It can throw off the whole balance of the room.
It's like wearing a statement necklace that clashes with your outfit.
Totally. Yeah. And then there's the risk of choosing something that's too trendy.
Oh, yeah, that's a good point.
Like what's hot today might be totally dated in a few years.
Like that avocado green appliance trend from the 70s.
Don't remind me.
It seemed cool then, but now.
Yeah, not so much. So it's all about finding that balance between trendy and timeless.
Exactly. And another thing to consider is the practicality of the materials.
Okay, yeah, what do you mean?
Well, some materials like wood or wallpaper can be really difficult to remove if you decide you want to change things up later.
That's a good point.
So it's not just about the aesthetics, you have to think about the long term too.
Makes sense.
So yeah, I think it's important to weigh the pros and cons carefully before you commit to an accent wall.
Right. It's not a decision to take lightly.
Definitely not. But when done right, they can be amazing.
Okay. So we've talked about the pros and cons.
Yep.
But now let's get into the different types of accent walls.
Yes, because there are so many options out there.
Right. It's not just about paint color anymore.
Nope. There are so many creative possibilities.
Okay. So where should we start?
Well, I think the most common type is probably the painted accent wall.
Yeah, the classic.
But even with paint, there are so many different ways to go.
True. Like you could do a bold color, a subtle hue.
Or even a pattern.
Oh, right, like stripes or geometric shapes.
Exactly. So even something as simple as paint can have a big impact.
Definitely. So are painted accent walls still in style, or are they a bit too basic these days?
That's a good question. What do you think?
Well, I've definitely seen some amazing examples of painted accent walls that look really fresh and modern,
Oh, me too.
but I've also seen some that feel a little bit, I don't know, overdone.
Like we've all seen that one red accent wall in a million different homes.
Yeah, exactly. So maybe it's not just about the paint itself, but how you use it.
Right. It's about being creative and intentional with your choices.
Okay, I like that. So painted accent walls can still work, but you got to be smart about it.
Absolutely.
Okay. Now, what about something a little more, I don't know, textured? I'm thinking about those wood molding accent walls that I've been seeing everywhere.
Oh, yeah. Those are gorgeous.
Yeah, they add so much dimension and interest.
Totally. And
Yeah.
they can really elevate a space.
And there's so many different styles of molding to choose from,
Oh,
right?
yeah, tons. You got board and batten, tongue and groove, shiplap, picture frame molding.
It's almost overwhelming.
It can be.
Yeah.
But that's also what makes it so versatile. You can really find a style that fits your taste and the style of your home.
Right. And you can paint the molding any color you want, too.
Exactly. Although I have to say, I'm really loving the look of white molding these days.
Oh, white molding is so classic.
It is. It just feels so timeless and elegant.
Yeah, I agree. It lets the architectural details really shine through.
Exactly.
Okay, so we've got paint, we've got wood molding.
What's next?
Well, we can't forget about wallpaper, can we?
Oh, wallpaper! The ultimate accent wall chameleon.
Right. It's like you can create any look you want with wallpaper.
Totally. You can go bold with patterns, subtle with textures, or even create a mural.
The possibilities are
I know
endless.
it's so exciting, but let's be real for a second.
Okay.
Wallpaper can be a bit intimidating.
Yeah, I've heard horror stories about trying to remove old wallpaper.
Oh, it can be a nightmare. But luckily, there are some great alternatives now,
Like what?
like peel and stick wallpaper.
Oh, yeah, I've heard of that. It's like a removable sticker, right?
Exactly. It's so much easier to install and remove than traditional wallpaper.
And it comes in tons of cool designs.
It does. So if you're a little hesitant about committing to traditional wallpaper, peel and stick is a great option.
Okay. So we've covered paint, wood molding, and wallpaper.
That's a good start.
But there are still so many other cool accent wall ideas out there.
Oh, yeah, tons, like fabric accent walls, gallery walls, even using mirrors or artwork to create a
I
statement.
know. It's overwhelming in a good way.
Right, so many possibilities.
Okay, so we've got a lot more to explore.
We do. I think we need to take a little break and come back to this.
Yeah, good idea. Let's regroup and tackle some of those other materials like wood, stone, brick, and tile in part two of our deep dive.
Sounds good to me. I'm already getting some inspiration.
Me too. Okay, we'll be right back after a short break.
Okay, so I've talked about paint, wallpaper, molding.
Yeah, so many options
I
already.
know, right? But we're not done yet.
Oh no, we've got more.
Oh, yeah, there's a whole world of natural materials to explore.
Ooh, okay. Like what?
Like wood, stone, brick, tile.
Okay, yeah. Those are all so
They
cool.
can really bring a different kind of warmth and texture to a space.
I'm intrigued. Tell me more.
Okay, let's start with wood.
Right.
Wood accent walls can add a really cozy, rustic vibe.
Yeah, I love that.
You know, it can be anything from reclaimed barn wood.
Oh, wow. That's rustic.
Yeah, for a more like, authentic look. Or you
Yeah.
could go with something more modern, like sleek wood paneling.
Oh, that's cool too. So many options.
I know, right? And it can really warm up a space,
Yeah, definitely.
especially in a bedroom.
Oh, yeah. A wood accent wall behind the bed.
Oh, that's so cozy.
Yeah, I can just picture it.
Yeah, it just creates this really inviting atmosphere.
But I feel like you have to be careful with wood, apparently.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Too much wood can be a bit overwhelming.
Yeah, it can start to feel a little too cabin in the woods, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Like, you don't want to feel like you're living in a log cabin unless that's your thing, of course.
Yeah, unless it's the look you're going for.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So it's all about finding that balance.
Right. Moderation is key.
Always. What about those wood slat walls?
Oh, yeah, I've seen those. They were really popular a few years ago.
Yeah, they were everywhere.
Are they still a thing?
I think they can still look good, but they can be tricky.
Okay. How so?
Well, all those vertical lines can make a room feel smaller.
Oh, that's a good point.
So you have to be careful about where you use them.
Yeah, I can see that.
Maybe just a small section of slat wall, or use them in a really large room with high ceilings.
Okay, that makes sense.
I mean,
So wood can be great, but you got to use it wisely.
exactly. Okay, moving on to stone.
Stone. All right, I'm
Right.
excited about this one.
Stone accent walls can be so stunning.
Yeah, they add a real sense of like history and texture.
Totally. And they can make a space feel so grand, you know?
Yeah, like those old European homes with a beautiful stone
Well,
fireplace.
exactly. You can create that same kind of vibe with a stone accent wall.
I love that. So, what kind of stone are we talking about here?
Well, you could go with natural stone, of course,
Okay.
but that can be really expensive.
Yeah, I imagine so.
And the installation can be tricky, too.
So, not exactly a DIY project.
Probably not, unless you're really experienced with that kind of thing.
Right. Okay. So, if natural stone is not an option, what else is there?
Well, there's faux stone veneer.
Faux stone veneer. What's that?
It's basically like a thin layer of stone that's attached to a backing.
Oh, okay. So it looks like real stone, but it's easier to install.
Yeah, exactly. And it's much more affordable, too.
That sounds like a win-win, but does it look as good as real stone?
Honestly, some of the faux stone veneer options these days look incredibly realistic.
Oh, wow. Technology is amazing.
It really is. So you can get that same beautiful stone look without breaking the bank.
Okay, I'm sold on faux stone veneer. What else do we need to know?
Well, just like with wood, you want to choose a stone style and color that complements your home.
Right. You don't want it to look out of place.
Exactly. And think about the overall vibe you're going for.
Okay, so stone is a yes, but choose wisely.
Exactly. Now, what about brick?
Brick. Ooh, that's a good one. I feel like brick has a very specific look.
It does. It's got that cool industrial vibe.
Yeah, like a loft apartment in New York City.
Totally. But it can also work in more traditional spaces, too.
Really?
Yeah, it can add a lot of warmth and character.
Huh, I never thought of it that way.
It can be really versatile, but there's one thing you have to keep in mind with brick.
Okay, what's that?
It's really hard to remove.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Bricks are pretty permanent.
They are. So if you're thinking about a brick accent wall, make sure you're really committed to the look.
Yeah, it's not something you want to change your mind about later.
Definitely not. But if you love the look, go for it.
Okay, so brick is a maybe, but only if you're really sure.
Exactly. Okay, last but not least, let's talk about tile.
Tile. I love tile.
Me too. It's so versatile.
Yeah, and it comes in so many different styles and colors.
I know, right? You can find anything you can imagine.
So, what are some good ways to use tile as an accent wall?
Well, you often see it in bathrooms and
Right,
kitchens,
that's classic.
but it can also look amazing in other rooms too,
Like where?
like behind a
Oh,
fireplace
that's a good idea.
or in a dining room.
Okay, I like that too. It has a touch of elegance, you know?
Yeah, it can really elevate the space. But just like with brick, tile can be difficult to remove.
Right, it's not something you want to do on a whim.
Definitely not.
Okay.
So choose your tile carefully and make sure it's something you'll love for a long time.
Okay, that's good advice. So we've covered wood, stone, brick, and tile.
Yep, that's a lot of natural materials.
I'm feeling inspired. But before we wrap up, what are some final tips for making sure our accent wall choices are successful? You know, like things to keep in mind no matter what material we choose.
Oh, for sure. I've got a few more tips up my sleeve. Okay, so we've covered a lot of ground talking about materials.
We have.
I
I feel like I have so many ideas swirling around now.
know, right? But before you go off and start painting everything in sight,
I won't, I promise.
let's talk about some key tips for success with accent walls.
Okay, yeah, good idea. Because, like we said, a bad accent wall can be worse than no accent wall at all.
Exactly. So tip number one, don't overdo it.
What do you mean?
Don't put an accent wall in every single room.
Oh, okay. That
Yeah.
makes sense. It's like anything else in design. Too much of a good thing can be a bad thing.
Exactly. The goal is to create a focal point, not to overwhelm the space.
Right. So one accent wall per room max.
Yeah, I think that's a good rule of thumb.
Okay, I can stick to that.
What else?
Well, think about the placement of the accent wall.
Like where in the room it should go. Yeah, exactly. You want to choose a wall that naturally draws the eye,
Okay.
like
Yeah.
the wall behind a fireplace or the wall behind the bed in a bedroom.
Right. It should make sense in the context of the room.
Exactly. You don't want it to feel random or out of place.
Okay, placement is key.
What else?
Color.
Oh, yeah, color is huge.
It is. You want to choose a color that complements the rest of the room, not clashes with it.
Right. And maybe avoid anything too trendy.
Yeah, that's a good point. Trends come and go, But a well-chosen color can stand the test of time.
So maybe stick with neutrals or classic colors.
That's always a safe bet. Or if you do want to use a bolder color, make sure it's something you really love and that you can see yourself living with for a while.
Okay, I like that. Think long term.
Exactly. And one last tip. Think about the lighting.
Lighting, okay.
Yeah, lighting can really make or break an accent wall.
How so?
Well, good lighting can really highlight the texture and dimension of the wall.
Oh, I see.
Especially if you're using natural materials like wood or stone.
Yeah.
So you're saying I should invest in some good accent lighting.
It's definitely worth considering. It can make a big difference.
Okay, I'll keep that in mind. So we've talked about all the traditional accent wall materials like paint, wallpaper, wood, stone, and tile.
We have. But before we wrap up, I wanted to mention one more possibility.
Oh, what's that?
What about using the ceiling as an accent wall?
The ceiling? I've never thought about that before.
It's a really cool option. It's unexpected, and it can add a lot of drama to a space.
Yeah, I can see that.
Like, imagine a dining room with a gorgeous wallpapered ceiling.
Oh, wow. That would be stunning.
Right. Or a bedroom with a wood-paneled ceiling.
Ooh, cozy.
Exactly. It's a great way to create a really unique and memorable space.
Okay. I'm adding ceiling accent walls to my list of ideas.
Awesome. I think we've covered just about everything there is to know about accent walls.
We have.
Woo!
From the pros and cons to the different materials and styles.
It's been quite a deep dive.
It has. So what's the final verdict? Are accent walls in or out?
You know, I think accent walls are here to stay.
Yeah, I agree. They're not just a trend. They're a design element that can really enhance a space.
Exactly. They can add personality, warmth, texture, and drama.
All the good things.
Right. As long as you use them thoughtfully and intentionally.
Well said. I think we've given our listeners a lot to think about today.
I hope so. I think the most important takeaway is that there are no hard and fast rules when it comes to accent walls.
Yeah, it's all about personal style and what works best for your space.
Exactly. So have fun with it, experiment, and create a home that you love.
I love that. Great advice. Well, thank you so much for joining us today. It's been a pleasure chatting with you and diving deep into the world of accent walls.
The pleasure was all mine.
And to all our listeners, thanks for tuning in. We'll be back next week with another deep dive into the world of interior design. Until then, happy decorating.